In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will quiet in prayer. Be not sorrowful, but let your prayer come to God. Believing mother and a small daughter ask for prayer that their dear ones could be able to come back to God's kingdom and they would remain in faith. Believing siblings ask prayers for their parents that they would remain in love and that unbelieving siblings would get the grace of repentance and they all would remain in faith. A brother who has experienced divorce asks that he could remain in faith in a lonely place and a sister who is getting a new job asks for guidance in her life. A brother asks that he would again find the safe peace as when he was a child. He also asks that faith would remain as the most important thing until the end. Dear Heavenly Father, you know the joys and sorrows of our lives. Amen. I have chosen for this sermon texts from these words are heard in Jesus' name. This is from St. Mark 10:16. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. On this short text, we can find three key words. Jesus, child, and blessing. I think this is a very beautiful portion. And there's also a Sunday school picture of this, that Jesus blesses children. And when I was thinking of the text, I was thinking of this Sunday school picture where Jesus is sitting and there's a child on his lap and some other children are waiting for their turn. And there are also the people who brought the children. If you would have to depict what God's congregation is in one picture, it would be this. Jesus blessing children. Before this text, a bit before, there is this portion that they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. And when Jesus noticed this, he rebukes the disciples and says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Now we can ponder well why the disciples wanted to rebuke those parents who were bringing children. It is the same thought when you sometimes hear that children do not understand, or they're not listening to the sermon, or sometimes they can be noisy. So it's not worth bringing them to the services. But I want to rebook this example. Firstly, one example. When our children were little, on Saturdays we used to clean. It was many different household chores were included, cleaning and going to store, and when these tasks were shared, so one of these situations, there was a small boy who was tapping his mother on cheeks, and he said, "This is my dear mother, listen to her." Isn't this clearly the happenings of the Bible? Another example, a small boy speaking to his father who is not believing. He says, "Daddy, you need to make repentance." And dad says, "How does this happen?" And the son said, "You firstly need to cry a little bit, and then after this I will preach you all your sins forgiven." Repentance is nothing more than third example, there was a girl who was at the services with her mom, who had got the grace of repentance, and she told her grandmother, "Grandma, come to services, you also." And the grandma says, "I do not dare." The girl said, "Grandma, let's pray together that the God would take the fear away from you." So we see that children do listen. And sometimes when I have said or done something wrong at home, and then some child comes to me and says, you're not allowed to do or say this, then this kind of question who is sower? Isn't it so that you, dear brother and sister, are sower? But here, who were those that brought children. They were sowers. Sometime at home, I was Googling this and found a picture where the disciples were rebuked. And then there are those who brought the children to Jesus, and they were mothers. So now I want to say some words to you, mothers. No one is so close to a little child than you. You have very special possibility and ability to be in this sewing work. Before our text, there's a portion where it says, who is the greatest? It says here, then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, what was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? But they kept silent, for on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. So the disciples were disputing who would be the greatest. But Jesus saw this. But Jesus, then he sat down, called the 12 and said to them, if anyone desires to be the first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. So Jesus here clearly sets a little child as the greatest. Through the power of gospel, a human being will become believer and will remain faith until the end. In St. John, first chapter, it says, that those who I ask you, how can this big a person be a child? Let's take two examples from the Old Testament. Joseph. The brothers of Joseph had sold him as a slave to Egypt. In the end, when there was hunger in Judah, all of the brothers went to Egypt. And after their father Jacob died, the brothers were in fear if Joseph would revenge, but Joseph said that, "Fear not. I am under the hand of God." As a believing man, Joseph knew his position before God, and he was graceful. There are many beautiful pictures of in the life of Joseph. Then from the New Testament, Peter. Peter was a man who, just before the Easter, said that he would be stronger than the others. And he said that, "At least me, I will not deny you." He said this to Jesus. But this happened that he denied Jesus 3 times. And it is told, when Jesus was brought from the church, the sight of Jesus and Peter, when Peter saw Jesus, he went outside and cried. A little bit later, when Jesus had gone into heaven, there were Peter and Jesus. And Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than the others?" 3 times. And Peter said, "You, Lord, you know that you are dear to me." And Jesus gives Peter a task to feed and guide and feed. And now when Peter is in the house of Cornelius on the first mission trip, Cornelius falls on his knees before Peter. And Peter says to Cornelius, "Stand up. I am only a human being." So Peter confessed his position before God and people. And this third example is about blessing. When I was reading this portion of Bible at home and was thinking, thinking of my own life from my childhood, I was trying to remember when I was first time given this blessing of God. And the situation was that we were 3 young people and we were coming to the confirmation camp here. And on the way, we are in lorry with Brother Hamo. And when we're saying goodbye, the brother said that God's blessing to you for your confirmation camp. So this, I remember, was the first time that I heard these words that were said to me. And I want to tell this because these kind of good words are worth saying to your friends and family. This word blessing comes from Latin, benedictio, and it means good speech. I have not met a person who would dislike when someone wishes them God's blessing in their life. Any person feels that these words are good. One time I was Googling. I wanted to find a meaning for this word blessing. It was said it is a goodness from God. Goodness, love, and grace from God. So when we say to a person God's blessing, so all of these good things do not come from ourselves, but all of this goodness comes from God. When it is like this, it sounds good and it feels good. I have not met a person who would dislike when they're being wished God's blessing. And wishing God's blessing brings goodness. And this goodness does not come from human being. We have experienced this in different life situations. God's blessing to a wedding couple or due to a child who it is touching, and this blessing comes from God. Peter exhorts us, bless one another. This is what you have been asked to do. This blessing of grace, I will tell you one situation went from my childhood. It was services, and the last sermon was ended. That time, it was so that the speakers were talking to the people, service guests, and I was sitting with my dad, and the speaker came to my father, and he asked my father, "May I bless you?" My father answered, "Of course." Then Arne, the speaker, said, "Dear brother, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, all your sins are forgiven." This is the blessing of grace. My father said to Arne, "Bless this son of mine also." And I heard these exactly same words. And when I remember this, it was the first time when, as a little boy, I heard this blessing of grace, so that it has been remaining in my mind. And sometimes I have been depicting this situation that I do not understand what happened, but I remember the holiness. And when I left for home, I could say that there was a happy boy who was going home from the services. Then when I was talking about this where Jesus blesses the children, at the same time comes to my mind that it is said that children are longing for the gospel. They're longing for the gospel, as it says here. Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. I think it is so that the gospel touches people or person. I was thinking now, dear brothers and sisters, and all who are listening to this sermon, I want to ask you the same question. May I bless you? And I think that in your minds, you say yes. Of course, in Jesus' name and precious blood, brothers and sisters and everyone who is listening to this, your sins are forgiven. You may remain living from this gospel through the power of gospel. Even today, a person will become God's child and will remain as his child. Will you bless me also? I desire, together with you, remain believing like this. And I thought that I would once again say this portion of the Bible. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This is a good example. Children desire to hear the gospel, smaller and bigger ones. We will also now remain in this blessing, dear brother, sister, listener, whoever, in Jesus' name and precious blood, all sins are forgiven until the peace, joy, in Jesus' name, amen.